coming up.
Of course, he denies any involvement in his wife's disappearance.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Family and friends of Maya Miliete held a vigil earlier this month for the missing mother of three who disappeared from her home in Chula Vista, California over a year ago. She was last seen alive on January 7th, 2021. Her husband, Larry Miliete, was charged in October last year with her murder.
It's been really hard, you know, for like the entire family. You know, it's again, we said, you know, it's been a nightmare for the whole year. It's been a struggle for the whole family. Just not knowing where she is right now. So we don't have any answers.
We don't want it to become a cold case. So today we're just going to have prayers. We're going to have some songs. We're just going to honor Maya and pray for that anyone that was involved, that they have a change of heart. Pray for their family. Pray for their comfort. Pray for the children.
I'm joined by David Goffredson, investigative producer at KFMB in San Diego. David, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
Remind us where things stand in terms of Larry Miliete and his court proceedings.
Well, Larry Miliete is being held without bail in jail pending his murder trial. He's made a few court appearances. He's tried to get bail and was denied. And he's coming up for a preliminary hearing set for April, where the first real presentation of evidence is due out. But there's been a lot of evidence and a lot of details of the case that's already been put out in the public. Maya Miliete went missing January 7th of 2021. So recently it's been 1 year since she has gone missing. And from her home in Chula Vista that she shared with her husband and her three kids. And they still have not found her remains. They search for her remains every weekend, Team Maya volunteer search efforts every weekend. And prosecution of Larry Miliete is going to go forward whether or not they find her remains.
So the family is still searching, and as you said, some details of the investigation have come out. Are you able to share any of those other details?
Well, yeah. Maya Miliete was not having a good marriage with her husband, Larry, and she was planning on filing for divorce. And in fact, she made an appointment with a divorce attorney the afternoon on the evening she went missing later that evening. So she was planning for a divorce. There are reports that she may have had previous affairs. And Larry Miliete had actually hired spell casters, according to prosecutors. They retrieved text messages between him and these spell casters where he was trying to pay these spellcasters to make his wife stay in the marriage, make her love me. And so they kind of paint a picture of a desperate husband trying to cling on to his wife. And she apparently had had enough and was filing for divorce. Then she goes missing on January 7th of last year. Surveillance video in the neighborhood from Ring doorbell cameras capture him leaving the next morning and not coming back for 11 hours. They also capture the sound of what sounds like gunfire at 10:30 at night on the night she went missing. And so there's all this circumstantial evidence, but there is no body. And basically, Larry Miliete's argument is that she ran away voluntarily and that she's not dead. So all this evidence is going to have to come out, but it clearly is a circumstantial case. And these volunteers who have been searching every weekend they admit they're looking for her body. They don't believe she's alive. And so if her body is found, that is going to have a big impact on the murder trial coming up. It makes it a much more solid case if her remains are found. But like I say, they're going to go ahead with this prosecution whether or not they find her body.
And when you say it's clearly a circumstantial case, is there any reason to believe that investigators or prosecutors might have more behind the scenes, or have they come out and said that plainly?
Well, when he was arrested in October, they kind of laid out the details in an arrest warrant, and the district attorney threw a press conference and talked about the evidence against him. We don't know why they decided to arrest him on October 19th. So was there something else they have that they're not revealing? It's possible, because there wasn't any big break in the case right before they arrested him. They're still searching for her every weekend. And so, you know, it's hard to say whether anything's going to come out at the preliminary hearing or whether they're just going to continue to paint this picture of Larry Milliette, an estranged husband, and then his departure on the day after she went missing. And he did not bring his cell phone with him. He's gone for 11 hours in a vehicle. He leaves his two kids behind and takes the four-year-old with him for 11 hours. They do have a navigation system ping on the vehicle he was in. And it pings as if he was checking a map 2.5 hours before he arrives home. So this gives prosecutors a public plea that they put out saying that he could have disposed of her body 2.5 hours from the home. But it's not for sure by any means. We don't know what that ping was, where he was along his trip. And of course, he denies any involvement in his wife's disappearance.
David, you've spoken to some family members. Tell us how they're feeling, how they're doing, how the kids are.
Just Wednesday morning, there was a court hearing on the custody of the kids. As I say, Larry's in jail, and his parents, the paternal grandparents, have custody of the kids. They're living in the same Chula Vista home where the family lived. They have their friends there. The kids have their friends there. They go to school there. But Maya's family, particular Maya's sister, Mary Chris, has filed for guardianship of the kids. She feels like the paternal grandparents have turned the kids against them and aren't being good parents. So there's this battle over guardianship going back and forth. And, you know, Mary Chris and her husband Richard have been leading the search efforts on the weekends. And this morning in this guardianship case, it sounds like Family Services in San Diego County is going to side with keeping the kids with the paternal grandparents in Chula Vista because they go to school there and all their friends are there. And the kids have indicated to an attorney who is now representing them that they don't want to move in with Mary Chris and Maya's family. So they will still have visitation, both sides. Whoever gets guardianship at the end of this, that guardianship trial is set for April. And whichever side gets guardianship, the other side is going to get visitation as well. But there is the judge questioned the attorneys today in court, urged them to come up with some sort of mediation, compromise, you know, in the best interest of the kids. And the two sides are just so far apart, they cannot agree on anything. So that means the case might have to go to trial where the relatives and the paternal grandparents have to be deposed, and there's evidence and witnesses, and, you know, which house is going to be best for the kids. It's just going to be a long, dirty, drawn out trial. And if you look at some of the filings on both sides of the case, they get really nasty and dirty and personal, even against Maya and her life. The paternal grandparents just filed a lot of paperwork, just bad-mouthing Maya Milliette, and it's just going to be nasty if they can't come to some sort of agreement.
David, what kind of sentence does Larry Milliette face if convicted?
He faces 25 years to life on the murder charge. a couple more years on a possession of an illegal assault weapon charge. But they have not filed special circumstances in this case, meaning at this point, he is not eligible for the death penalty. Down the road, they could file special circumstances, but they're very specific types of charges that would make him eligible for the death penalty. Poisoning, lying in wait, multiple murders, that sort of thing. This the case they're painting against him is more of a crime of passion type thing, where she was divorcing him and he killed her on the evening that he found out that she had made an appointment with a divorce attorney. That's the case they're painting against him. A crime of passion is not a special circumstance that makes you eligible for the death penalty.
David Govertson, investigative producer, always good to have you on the show. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Daily Crime, a podcast from Vault Studios. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including Bardstown, The Officer's Wife, and our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.